You and I want to say my own secrets. It's very special. The kids, they learn, they nurse it from the first day, that there's Abba's chair, that there's order in the brothers. The older one is he gets first because he's older than you. It helps them in life. My daughter is 2 years old, and she knows not to complain that she gets first because she doesn't know anything else. She knows she's the fourth. She gets the fourth. No, it's not like a, no, I'm first. And my last, if you want. It goes by the old.
Helps them later with the relationship with Hashem.
Yeah. Of course.
A person has a lot of cover in the earth for his father and judge. And of course, they're going to have it for Hashem. So yeah. People have, they don't respect their parents or their father.
No problem.
A lot of problem that comes from.
Not to this. So. We're on page 399 in Briti Shalom. It says here, Lo al alimud devado. En ma la'asot. They can't only learn Torah. That the point is to keep the Torah, not to learn the only. Not only learn. There's a mitzvah, but there's a point also in learning. Actually, there's also a point, because the mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, more than other mitzvahs even. But the purpose of why is it more important? Because you're supposed to fulfill what you're learning. Yeah. Rabbeinu says like this. Rabbeinu says Likutei Moharan in 31. Which were you up to with Rav Dor? Which Torah are you up to with Rav Dor?
37.
So you just did 31 a few months ago? Maybe a year ago, you don't know. Rabbeinu says like this, maybe you'll recognize this. Velamdan bilvad v'vaday eino klum. A person who's just a learner is nothing, Rabbeinu says. Of course it's nothing. Because a person could be a lambda in the biggest rasha. I mean, Likutei Moharan. Could be a lambda and a rasha, complete rasha. And then he merits that he didn't merit the Torah, and then the Torah becomes to him as a drug of death. Umi she'toeh ve'sovech chas shalom shelamdan levad wa'ikar, and someone who mistaken and thinks chas shalom, and a person who's learned. Alone, just that alone. That's the main thing. It's the aspect of Acher Elisha ben Avuya, which he was a koifer, as everyone knows the story in Gemara Chagiga. Ki achol yot lamdan v'rasha gamur. A person is able to. It's possible that he'll be a lamdan and a complete rasha. Lechen afilu atzadik shenofei madrigato kayadua shei efshar amot amim nikbud madrigachat. And also the tzaddik, that sometimes, as it's known, he has to fall from his level for certain reasons, because he can't stay in the standing level for a long time. Azai ve'et shenofei madrigato, im yirtze lahzik atzadagat lamdani sheishalo hu lo tov. At the time that he falls from his place, if he just wants to say, okay, fine, at least I'm a lamdan, it's not a good thing. Rather, he has to keep himself with yiras shamayin, to hold himself up with the yiras shamayin that still he has remains in him. From what he was before, and the world mistaken this, and they think that the learning is more important, and then they don't respect the inyan of tefillah. They disrespect the inyan of tefillah. Abayin Likutei Moharan. You see this in the world all the time. Im ein ani li, lama kol kach kasher ibn adam mitchaber im tefillah? Why is it so difficult for people to connect to prayer? Ki atfila yesh ba bitul ani, because prayer has nullification of the I, but in the learning there's still the I over there. So the learning, I have no problem connecting with my I. Me, I'm the best. But in tfila, you're now I'm a not. I'm a nothing. Binisht, not here. Who have gadela dealing with the three learning? You're growing. I'm learning. I know. Therefore, prayer is difficult for a man, because it's difficult for him to give up his I. Because tefillah means I can't. Not I could, I am. No, I cannot. Only Hashem could. I have nothing. It's all from Him. Especially when someone praises Hashem and sings to Hashem, it's saying that nothing is me, Mamachal. More than anything else. Because in regular prayer, could be still remaining a little bit of I. Why? I prayed. See, I bring out Shefa, I'm a tzaddik. All right. But when someone is singing to Hashem, that's the biggest application of the eye. If someone is thanking Hashem and singing to Hashem, it's the biggest application of the eye, that he just wants to connect to Hashem. That's what we see in the story of the master prayer, that the group that took themselves to the, as a goal. The prayer, they used to sing and praise Hashem. Why sing and praise? Why not just pray Hashem, pray Hashem? No, that's because sing and praise is a complete application of the eye. That way you show that, really, I thank Hashem for everything. Nothing's for me. I thank Hashem for the prayer. I thank Hashem for the Yibodudud. I thank Hashem for that I'm able to even talk to them. I know about this, you see? It's not me. That even my speech that Hashem gives me during the Yibodudud is not me. It's Hashem give it to me. So it's complete. When someone thinks, he realizes even more that there's no I. I doesn't exist. You have to close the eye. Okay. It's an imagination eye. You want to live in an imaginary world, in a bubble.
Where's the imaginary world?
Aye, me.
That's the imaginary world?
Yes.
Yeah. Freud? Mm-hmm.
Could be this doesn't go together with Freud's Torah, but it's probably more correct. Yeah. So, L'achayot metkim, to revive the dead. נחזור לעניין תיקון הברית שבזמנים אלו המצב נעשה קשה יותר. Now let's return to the עניין of תיקון הברית, which in these days the situation is becoming worse and worse. מצד התגברות תינופת והחדירה של המחנה הקדושה. The aspect of the filth is getting strong and strong, and it's even going into all the Haredi world and into all the good places also. One of the students of Al-Kaduri, one of my students that was a Mishamish of Al-Kaduri, he used to sit with him a few hours and talk with him. He told me that years ago, Rav Yitzchak Kaduri Zatzal, remember him? You weren't here in the country yet. You heard of Rav Yitzchak Kaduri?
He passed away in 2005.
I don't remember how many years ago. I was here. I was in Yerushalayim. New York 15 years, 16 years. I don't remember. About 2 years ago, I don't know. I don't remember. No, it's less than 10 years, I think. Less than 10 years. Anyways, Kaduri told him. Yeah. Al-Kaduri said about the Indian of Dusha that a day will come and the train will start going down and down and no one will be able to stop it. This Zeuze Azman Azesh Al-Kaduri Chazak Pakan. So we're here, this is where Al-Kaduri predicted. We're in this situation where the train of tinuf and filth in the world is going down and down and no one's able to stop it with the internet and everything. I'm not talking about what's going on outside of the Torah world. Or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the Torah world, in the Torah mitzvah world. People get to such horrible blemishes which he doesn't want to talk about over here. And furthermore, Rav Yitzchak Kaduri said, העיקר שאנחנו נשים הוא לראות איך להציל איזו קבוצה קטנה. Rav Kaduri said, I'm trying to do that at least a little group of people will be saved in this world. When I heard this, I trembled. I trembled and I asked him, what, really? That's what Rav Kaduri said? Only a little group will succeed? So he told me, yes. That's what he said. I told him, that's exactly what Rabbeinu HaKadosh said 200 years beforehand. That before Mashiach comes, very little people will hold with the emunah. עוד סיפר לי שאחרי שהרב אמר לו כך הוא שאל אותו. Furthermore, he told me, after the Rav told him this, so that he asked the Rav, Rav Kaduri, but there's so much Torah, so much mitzvah, so much chesed in the world, why is the Rav saying that there's no other advice, just to save this little group? HaKadoshim told them that Am Yisrael, spiritually, they had a situation of a goises. You know what a goises is? Someone who's dying on a deathbed. In all the Torah and the mitzvahs and the chesed, when they're without tikkun abrit, it's like putting talc. You know what talc is? Powder that you put on a baby when he has a rash.
Talcum powder.
Yeah. Putting that on a person who's dying, will it help anything? No, won't help him. The purpose of the Torah and mitzvahs is to reach through them, lasu merat, to remove ourselves from bad. And then, which is the main tikkun abrit, is to remove ourselves from the bad of pegam abrit. And the main good that a person needs to do is tefillah. That's what always Rabbeinu talks about, tefillah and tikkun abrit. Tefillah and tikkun abrit is not to do bad, and tefillah is to do good. To do good and not do bad. Do good and not do bad.
No.